A reading from She's Flowers and Fire by Butterflies Rising. We burn, we run, we love. While my dog runs in the background. Heartbeats and bite marks and body heat. Wolves and lovers, restless and running wild. Wolves and lovers, restless and running wild. We need more than ordinary love and a tamed life, because some aches are made of everything, craving everything, from the soul deep to being tangled up in heartbeats and bite marks and body heat, driven by instincts and drunk on moonlight. We need a life made of things we can chew on, and nights where we find ourselves when we lose a little sleep, and we feel the blood in our veins and the passion in our chests like kerosene. So, I'll go with you if you'll come with me. And we'll burn. We'll run. We'll love. The lines that stand out from that for me are tangled up in heartbeats and bite marks and body heat. On the next page it says, love like a wild rebellion. We burn, we run, we love. And the poet's notes read, one of my favourite things I've been given in this life is journey companions with dreamer energy. Seekers and soul searchers who inspire me to stretch out of my comfort zones and dig deeper into myself and grow. Spirits who help me to believe in beautiful things and to dream. That's the kind of best friends I've been given. So Wolves and Lovers is a poem I wrote about them. There's just no way that any of them could ever live an ordinary life, and they've made my life magical just by being in it. Heartbeats and bite marks and body heat was just a little more of a love poem-ish version of the poem that came out later, and both had enough meaning for me to share in this book. But either way, and either poem, I'm so passionately grateful for the dreamers and seekers and soul searchers who bring magic to me on this journey. And I hope, in whatever kind of connections you have in your life, that maybe you have some dreamers and seekers and soul searchers making your journey more magical too. Let me wander with the ones who are tangled in stars and tethered to promise. I think I've mentioned somewhere at some point, for those the avid observers, I am a Scorpio, and I know myself well enough at this stage in my life to recognize that I am reactive, not always responsive, and there's a difference between the two. I react on an emotional level first, but as I have matured, gotten older, I don't know, aged, however you want to refer to it, I've learned how to kind of temper my reactions and sit with them for a minute before I respond, because the difference for me at least is it's vital. I know I'm a lot for the people who love me. I am passionate, I am emotional, I am a hot mess on any other day, and I'm not apologizing. I don't apologize for any of that, but with that comes not consequences, but there are, you know, how people respond and react to me. I find other like-minded people sometimes, particularly in this space, when I do the gimmies, the get-in-my-ears chats. And I find, I don't know, there are some people that I just click with. There are some folks that I have to work a little harder to connect with during the chat. Last week, I had a chat with someone who's not a new creator, has been around for a very long time, but hasn't created very much, but over the past few months has kind of dipped back into the space and does a lot of narratives. And when I used to do gimmies, we'd record, we'd do the chat, and then we'd have, you know, a chat beyond that. I've stopped doing the, you know, some people call it the after party chat, because it just consumed a lot of time in my day. You know, these would go for 3 or 4 hours. But this particular creator I had a chat with last week, I posted about it on the Twitter, and I don't know, I just felt a kinship with them, and we've since talked at length. We're working on a project together with a number of other people at the moment, which is great, and I'm excited for that. But they get this space like I get this space. I think, you know, I know it's only early, but how we talk about age in this space, and we talked about, you'll hear it in the gimme if you listen to it in a couple of weeks. We talked about, you know, what it is like to be a, we're not 20-somethings. They are middle-aged, and it's obvious that I am as well. And I don't know, we talk about that fire and that passion, and but how we respond to the very overzealous comments that we get and responses that we get sometime. And but in terms of this poem and what stood out to me, there are moments in that I've experienced in this space where I just cannot get enough of someone. We connect on a level, and it's so random because you're just like you're some stranger on the internet. But if we were put into a room together, I probably wouldn't have the courage or the confidence to go and talk to. You know, but in this, behind our little, you know, in our little spaces, like our wardrobes and all, I get to, and then we uncover this or discover this, you know, like-minded approach and passion about this space. And yeah, talking about when the poet mentioned that, you know, friends of hers have been, you know, in her life that bring that kind of energy, that raw energy to dream and to seek. And I know that all sounds very lovely and there's a lot of practicalities in the day, but really that's what fires me, that's what inspires me, that's what motivates me and gives me, you know, that mojo that I need some days. Not often, but, you know, when I have periods of a bit of an, you know, it's the ebb and the flow of everything. And I have kind of struggled since returning this year. Not struggled, struggled's a bit too strong, but, you know, just like, I need this. And that's where I draw it from, those like-minded people like Wendy and like this other creator that I had a chat with. So wherever you are at in your timeline, your space, the people that you surround yourselves with, whatever you're searching for, I hope you have that too. I hope you have those people that just light a fire under you and ignite the passion and the dreams. And don't forget that, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and all the adulting that we have to do. But just like, you know, every now and then, take half an hour out, take an hour out just to do something like read a book like this, listen to an audio, listen to some music, just find that. Or if that's your passion, the arts are my passion, that's obvious, but whatever it is for you, play D&D, just, I don't know, watch a heap of Seinfeld, whatever it is for you. See, now I'm aging myself. Whatever it is, don't let it go by the wayside. It's worth it.